Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
Let me remind you, I read this again this past week while I had a little R&R through the book of 1 John. And it talks about that you cannot sin. And people, in 1 John 1:9, it says, but if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse our heart. And then the next chapter says, you cannot sin. What is it talking about? Your spirit cannot sin. It's perfect. Okay. However, do you sin every day? Yeah. Okay. That's our soul and our flesh that sins every day. So I have been saved. I'm being saved. That sanctification, that's present. And then there's that future salvation. And I'm looking for this one. That's my glorification. Salvation, sanctification, glorification. I have been saved. I'm being saved. And I will be saved. And again, let me repeat, I can't wait for that. We will have a body like Christ, perfect, sinless. Amen. Amen and amen. Somebody asked me, I was at the ladies' district meeting, had a wonderful district meeting. And I sat in the back, on the back row, the only guy here. Okay, because it was a ladies' meeting. But I was so blessed with the program that the ladies did. It was an amazing person. And they, after Leftwood, they had a wonderful lunch. And I'm there congregating among the ladies, you know, welcome, I'm so glad you're here, all that kind of stuff and all. And a couple of them said, Pastor, you got to quit losing weight. I said, well, I'm trying. I gained 3 pounds this past week. I was at the other thing. But I feel the best I've had in years. I feel great. I may not look great, but I feel great. But one day, I'm going to look great. Phil, but you get the point, because we're going to have a glorified body. So what he's talking about here, about that word, by the which you're also saved, it's in present tense form, that the Corinthians had done well in that they received the gospel, and they were doing well in that they did stand for the gospel, but they have to continue to do well and to hold fast if they keep in memory. Let me read this. What I preached unto you, in other words, without purpose and without success, he's not speaking about losing your salvation. That's eternal. Life makes many attempts to take away our faith. Let me repeat that. Life makes many attempts to take away our faith. I ain't talking about salvation, but our walk with God. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Things happen to us. And things happen around us. And sometimes life gives us problems to which there seems to be no solution. And ask questions that seem to be no answer. And holding on to our faith in the gospel gets us through these circumstances. And that's what Paul is telling them. If we hold on to this truth of the gospel, it'll get us through the darkest time in our life. Our faith in the gospel gives us the victory. You remember that song that used to sing, faith is a victory, faith is a victory, yum, 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 that overcomes the world. That's what he's talking about here. Some of y'all about lost your false teeth a few weeks ago. When I said from this pulpit, sometimes I don't feel saved as pastor. I know I'm smiling a lot all the time, but sometimes, because you uns do this to me. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I shouldn't have said that. But sometimes, I'm not the only one who feels that way. I'm so glad that my salvation does not rely on my feelings. Amen. It relies on the fact, and I've said this over, and I think this has helped. Matter of fact, I know some people sitting here this morning that thanked me for that because it's helped them through a difficult time. If you rely on your feelings, you're in bad shape. You need to rely on the fact that Jesus Christ died for my sins, and I believed it, and that settles it. And that's what Paul would say. If you keep in memory the fact of the gospel, well, that you're saved, he's talking about this present tense, you have victory. I like that. The fact of the saving message and the power of the gospel, that's what I base my salvation on. Not of feelings. I'm too carnal. Some feelings, oh, feelings, oh, feelings. They'll lead you astray. Well, I don't feel like going to church today. Well, why? I don't feel like going. But you know what? You go anyway. So, and I told you this, sometimes I don't feel like preaching. And sometimes you can tell it. I've had a rough week, or for some reason, and I just don't feel like it. But who said, there you are. There you are. Be careful. Don't base your life on feelings. Amen. And that's what Paul is saying in this passage, that which you're also saved if you keep in memory, which I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. That thought about believing in vain, that it's worthless and you live a defeated life, no longer living that victorious life. Well, what's the use? There's a lot of people that becomes their life motto. I live for Christ and now look at me. All this stuff has happened in my life and what's the use? They believed in vain. He said, don't do that. Don't do that. Stand on the gospel. No matter what comes in your life, no matter which way the wind blows, stand on the fact that Jesus Christ loved you, Jesus Christ died for you, Jesus Christ was buried for you, and Jesus Christ rose again for you, and Jesus Christ is coming again for you. Amen. Then verse number 3. For I delivered unto you first of all. And I have a note here before I go any farther. Why is that so important, the first of all? The very first message that Paul had declared to them was the gospel message. The most important message that anyone would ever hear is that gospel message. And Paul reminded them, when I delivered it to you, the very first thing when I came into the city of Corinth, I preached you the gospel. And he's reminding them the importance of the gospel. That first of all, that was the importance. That Paul knew that the gospel was the power of God in salvation. And that nothing else he would preach could do the work of bringing the lost and the unsaved to salvation. A lot of preachers today preach everything but the gospel. Saw somebody sent me something on, they know I don't do Facebook. What do you call that? Text, a little, what do you call those things? Not a meme.
Emoji.
Wasn't even emoji. They send it on my text thing and you push, like you tap. Yeah, like a little video. That's why I don't do Facebook. I'd be lost in this thing. And it says simply, tap to preview. And so I tap it, and there's this guy preaching and all and on. And it's amazing what people preach today. And it's amazing to me, the people that follow them. Anyway, Paul said, remember, first of all, the gospel. That's the most important message that anyone could ever hear that I preached unto you. And then notice, that which I also received. Paul was reminding them, I was saved the same way that you were saved, by believing the gospel. And Paul reminded him that when I came, I didn't make this thing up. That which I also received, I didn't make this up. I received it from somebody else. And we know, remember when Paul was saved on the road to Damascus. And again, let me just reiterate this. There's only two men that's ever been saved on sight. Only two men in all scripture that's recorded. Remember who they are. Abraham, who was the first Jew. And then a fellow by the name of Saul of Tarsus. God appeared to them. Jesus appeared to them. Remember, I won't get into Abraham's conversion, but he appeared to him in Ur of Chaldees. And in other words, a preacher didn't come to him. A missionary didn't come to him. God appeared to him. And then Saul of Tarsus, he's going on that road to Damascus. Saul! Saul! Why persecutest thou me? Remember the light? A missionary didn't come to Paul. A preacher didn't come to Paul. Jesus Christ came to Paul. Lord, is that you? Why do you remember? Why? And then he says, Lord, what would thou have me to do? He was saved. And that's why Paul will later say that I was saved as one that was born out of due season. Abraham, who was the first Jew, and Paul, who became a missionary, who's a Jew, to the Gentiles, they were pictures of a picture of what will happen when Jesus comes in the Revelation.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.